On Wednesday's front page, Greek lawmakers rebelled against Prime Minister George Papandreou, who unexpectedly called for a referendum on the debt deal. That has investors worried Greece could be headed for default after all. Conglomerates are looking for ways to save water. They're worried climate change will cause shortages that'll drive up the price of raw materials that have to have it. And we'll look at policing the police here in New York. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Greek government plunged into chaos. Lawmakers rebelled after Prime Minister George Papandreou called for a referendum on the debt deal. Times reporter Rachel Donadio says that referendum now appears moot. As she explains, Papandreou is now facing a no-confidence vote on Friday.
Papandreou has run out of political capital at home. He no longer has the support of his own party. He no longer has the support of Greek people, who don't see any end in sight to austerity, even after last week's deal in Brussels. Now, the new twist is that in recent days, members of Papandreou's own socialist party have been calling on him to step down. They think that the country needs early elections so that the government can have a broader mandate. Of course, that puts into jeopardy what's gone on so far with this deal. It's hard to carry out this process without a government.
Times reporter Rachel Donadio. Times reporter Stephen Erlanger says the Eurozone crisis has finally run into political reality. For 2 years now, the financial prescription has been budget cuts and tax increases in return for loans, even if it pushed countries like Greece into a recession. But now, if Greece simply says that's it, Europe may have to choose between a smaller Eurozone or a softer, longer-term rescue policy. That would put new pressure on the European Central Bank to prop up nations that have big debts. Wednesday's front page profiles former New Jersey Governor John Corzine. On Monday, the investment firm he's been running since last year collapsed in the biggest Wall Street bankruptcy since 2008. The fall of MF Global has derailed Corzine's attempt to revive his Wall Street career after a defeat for re-election. Corzine was at Goldman Sachs before he went into politics. He made it to the top at Goldman in the 1990s, even though he'd been in charge of its bond unit, which had rung up millions in trading losses. Big conglomerates are worried water shortages could make raw materials like cotton too expensive or too scarce. Levi's jeans say to wash less and use only cold water, and if customers ask, Levi's suggests washing rarely, if at all. It says putting jeans in the freezer will kill the germs that make them smell bad. Times reporter Leslie Kaufman says PepsiCo is now sanitizing some plastic bottles with purified air instead of water. PepsiCo's Frito-Lay division is also trying drought-resistant potatoes because they don't have to be watered very often. Wednesday's Times looks at the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau. It's assigned to police the police, but it didn't uncover four major corruption cases that have been in the headlines lately. It did discover officers in the Bronx fixing parking tickets. That came when the IAB was looking into a drug case, and several people involved in the matter say at first the IAB didn't want to deal with the ticket fixing. Inside Wednesday's Times, China sent dissident artist Ai Weiwei a bill for back taxes totaling $2.4 million. His lawyers have repeatedly said the tax case is cover for the government's more chilling goal. They say Beijing wants to silence a provocateur who's become one of the best-known critics of China's ruling Communist Party. His detention earlier in the year touched off an international outcry. For the first time since the earthquake and the nuclear disaster that followed, a reactor in Japan that had shut down is starting back up. The one that's going back in operation is in southwestern Japan. It was taken offline just last month. Only 10 of Japan's 54 reactors are now operating. They used to supply 30% of the country's electricity. A new report says Afghanistan cannot meet President Hamid Karzai's deadline for replacing the private security companies that protect expensive aid projects. Karzai wants to disband private security companies. He wants government forces to take over. The report from NATO and the Afghan Interior Ministry questioned whether the Afghan government can sustain Karzai's plan. In Wednesday's Business Day section, Bank of America abandoned plans to charge a $5 fee for customers who use their debit cards. There had been a backlash. One customer collected more than 200,000 signatures urging the bank to rethink the plan, which it did, but only after other large banks indicated they weren't going to impose fees of their own. Women who drink to their health may want to rethink that. A new study says even 3 drinks a week raise the risk of breast cancer. Until now, most researchers have focused on higher levels of alcohol intake. The rise in cancer risk from 3 to 6 drinks a week was modest. Times reporter Anahad O'Connor says that for many women, it may not be enough to outweigh the heart-healthy benefits of drinking in moderation. If you think little things don't matter, consider this. There was a 4-alarm fire at a sewage treatment plant in Harlem back in July. Now the city says it was probably caused by a single nut on a fuel injector that wasn't tightened right. City Environmental Commissioner Carter Strickland says that because of that bolt, oil spurted onto a hot turbocharger. That started a small fire that melted another part and fueled a much larger fire. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.